Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the Power of Christ Daily, 10th of October 2015, titled Fallen Angels Reproduced Nephilims, also Giants, Nephilims stroke Giants. Fallen angels reproduced or procreated Nephilims, who are actually giants. Brothers and sisters, this is an important topic, but before we get into there, we must remind ourselves. Jesus said he will never leave or forsake us, so we don't have to be afraid of all these. These, I have to counsel you from the whole word of God, whatever the Lord I believe is leading me to do, I will then teach you from the Bible, I will show scriptures. And when I'm not sure, I'll also tell you I'm not sure this is what the theologians are saying, I'll also say that, so that everybody understands. And I know what I know. I know I don't know. If I think I know something, I do not know anything as I ought to know as yet. It's very important scripture for me. And if I think I'm something, when I'm nothing, I deceive myself. And then I also tell myself, more grace only comes when I'm humble. Grace is God gives grace. And if I'm proud, he'll oppose me. I don't want God opposing me in James 4:6. Brothers and sisters, and I have to examine myself and all that. Now, I pray you also do this because it keeps us safe. So, these fallen angels reproducing or procreating Nephilims, also the simple word is giants. Now, in Genesis 6:4, the way I said, and don't be afraid, eh? So don't be afraid. This all will happen. Jesus will be with us all the time. But you don't leave Jesus. Now, when he says, I will never leave you or forsake you, he's still given me a will. I can still reject Jesus and walk away. That is out my own doing. Then I suffer. Now, of course, because I suffered so much, it's very clear in me that I seek him. Anything I do, I'll seek his word because it's a protection for me. It's a prescription for me. You too, please take the stand. Turn to Jesus for everything first. What does his word say? Many people are suffering because they don't check what God's word says. And if you have problem checking what God's word says, just go to the internet search and put there whatever you want. Some scriptures will come. Or get to the grace of life. Somebody will want to help you because they suffered. They don't want anybody else suffering. And they're now doing it unto the Lord. They don't expect anything from you except that you follow Jesus. Brothers and sisters, today is a very interesting, important title. It explains a lot of things, actually, when especially we're talking about aliens. Now, it explains all that. Now, Genesis 6:4 says, the Nephilim, this I'm reading from the Catholic edition, the Nephilim were on earth in those days and also afterward, when the sons of God went into the daughters of humans and bore children to them. That means the daughters of humans bore children to them. These were the heroes that were of old warriors of renown. Now, in Amplified 6:4 says, there were Nephilim, men of stature, notorious men on the earth in those days and also afterwards. Now, the whole of Genesis 6:1-2 simply reads like this. Mankind, corruption of mankind title. Now it happened when men began to multiply on the face of the land and the daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful and desirable. And they took wives for themselves, whomever they chose and desired. Whomever they chose and desired. These sons of men, sons of God, are actually angels. Angels were fallen, in this case fallen, because they're refusing to obey God. They rebel against God. God told, don't do this. But they want to go and do this. So sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful and desirable, and they took wives for themselves, whom they chose and desired. Whomever they chose and desired. It's rape. It's a kidnap and rape. That's it. So this evil spirits, evil fallen angels, are still doing this sometimes. Now, but we do not know so many things, but we know one thing what God said in that they were men of stature, notorious men on the earth in those days and also afterwards. Who are these Nephilims? They're giants. They're giants. Remember, David fought Goliath, a giant. So people used to laugh, where got giants? Look, the Bible has said, and now archaeologists is finding giant skeletons. But God has said what? He said there were these giants, these Nephilims. In fact, some Hebrew translation says, Nephilim means rejects. God, they reject because their spirit when the angels, fallen angels, had gone and had sexual intercourse with the daughters of human beings, took whichever daughter they want, whichever women they want, and produced children from them. And these children were called Nephilims, and they're giants. And God says, they were before the flood and also afterwards. Now, but we're not going to be afraid of all this. Now, because you turn to Jesus Christ, everything Jesus Christ will protect you. You got power over evil spirits. You got power over fallen angels. You got power over the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why Jesus told us, those who believe will cast out evil spirits in my name. And you command your heart and mind to follow Jesus, and Jesus Christ is in you, and is now we purposely want him completely molded and formed in our heart, and we become, to be sons of the Most High God, the true sons of Most High God. We must be what? Humble, and even love our enemy. Now, brothers and sisters, today, the issue here is simple. That's why in Luke 17:26, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. The second coming time, God says, at that time, it will be as in the days of Noah. So what was happening here? Jesus finally said that God said he will not strive with men anymore. That's why he caused the great flood. Because at the time, what was Satan's idea was, Satan's idea was pollute the genealogy, the DNA of all humans with this kind of activity by taking women and producing children out of them, and then all the DNA will be corrupted. So what was Satan trying to do? Was trying to stop to have any good human genealogy so Jesus Christ can come through that genealogy. Because Jesus cannot come through a demonic genealogy. He must come through a human genealogy or human DNA. He must come through as a human being. His body must be as a human being. Why? He must suffer for us. Although he's the Son of God, I am that I am, I was, will be, ever. So he all the time was. Yes, now I'm the beginning and the end, Alpha and the Omega, all that Jesus Christ. But that was as a spirit being. Now he had to take a human form. Why? He need to pay the price as a human being so we can be set free from Satan. Our sins can be paid for by human, pure, holy, sinless blood, human blood. Why? Because human being sinned, you need a human sacrifice. So I don't have to now suffer. He took the form of human being and he suffered and he never sinned. He didn't sin. Any kind of temptation, whacking, torture, he still said, forgive them, Father. They do not know what they do. They know not what they do. And because of that, I am now released from all the things because I've done. The punishment is taken away from me because Jesus Christ took the punishment. Now, to do that, he must come as a human being. He can't come as a Nephilim. He can't come through a Nephilim lineage. So he has to come through as a human being lineage. So the devil knew this. So he was trying to make no more humans, all be Nephilim. That was the game plan. But Jesus, what did Jesus do? He brought a flood finally. He saved Noah and his family. So genealogy was saved. So from there finally Jesus came. So, but the Bible says there were these giants or Nephilims before and after the flood. Because he says what? On earth in those days and also afterwards. Now, so now they're finding and they're telling the giants and this and that. Of course, David bought. Remember when Joshua and Caleb went to this Jericho city. Some came back and said, we were like grasshoppers. They were giants. We were like grasshoppers. So people think that it's only a metaphor, metaphorically speaking. No, there were giants in the place. That's why the soldiers got frightened. They don't want to go back. We say they want to go to Jericho. But Joshua said, no, we will go. We will go because God said so. He promised and we go. And God, of course, Almighty God settled them. The milk, land of milk and honey. Why was God also destroying some of these Canaanites or whatever? All these nations have been destroyed. Because they must have been, theologians say, they must have been polluted already with Nephilims. So these nations were full of Nephilims. So the nations that all Nephilim, Nephilim nations, they were Nephilim nations, and therefore God has to destroy them and give the land to His children who recognize Him as God. He created everyone, but those who recognize Him as God, He will favor them. Of course, though he is not going to favor those who reject Him. So these Nephilims, rejects or giants, they were forming nations, and that is why the Israelites were going on and on capturing nations, because the nations were actually against God and eventually the Antichrist, so they were being destroyed. So some people say, oh, God destroying everybody without... No, there's always a... He's a just God. He's a just God. He has perfect knowledge, perfect understanding, perfect justice. So whenever He does something, I command my heart and mind not to question that. I command my heart and mind to know that He has done it in full justice, in perfect mercy and justice. So we have a minuscule, stupid mind, limited, will say, oh, why God did it? Why God did that? That means we are putting ourselves equal to God. We are created. We cannot be equal to God. That is pride, brothers and sisters, thinking like this. Why God did this? Why God did that? Why Jesus said this? Hey, that is why when I came to Jesus Christ, immediately I said, I will just obey. Because my mind destroyed all my life. I just obey, and I will obey because He loves me, He'll care for me, He'll do the best for me. Brothers and sisters, that is the way you have to take. Now, in Genesis 3:15, I'm reading from the Catholic edition, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head and you will strike his heel. Now, I'll read backwards. This is a place to read backwards. I will put enmity between you and the woman. He's talking to the devil. He's telling the devil, I'll put enmity between the devil, you, the devil, and the woman. And between your offspring and hers. Devil's offspring who? The Nephilims and all that kind. Don't know what else, you know, because our knowledge is limited. Then, you, the devil, will strike his heel, will hurt him. But he, who's he? Jesus Christ, will strike your head fatally. In fact, many scriptures will say, like Amplified and all, fatally. He'll be destroyed. Satan will be finally destroyed. Antichrist will be finally destroyed. Therefore, don't be afraid of all this. They'll say, oh, giants here. Oh, the second coming. Oh, the demons here. Demons there. You got power to cast out demons. Do not be afraid. Become children of God and stand boldly and cast out every spirit of fear. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the spirit of peace from God. I'm a child of God. Jesus will never leave me or forsake me. He cannot lie because He's the truth. So I will stand in that faith and hope. And then, now, brothers and sisters, this scripture, Genesis 3:15, is very good because very clear. Now, many times, sometimes people mistake can say that the woman it will be the one who destroys Satan. No, brothers and sisters, it is not the woman. It is Jesus Christ. The scriptures, and especially sometimes, the way we must check scriptures, brothers and sisters. Check the scriptures. Because somebody says something or writes something and that becomes gospel truth. Don't believe to human writing. Go and see what God has written. This is Jesus Christ will destroy Satan fatally. It is not the woman. So some even equate it further to say Mother Mary is destroying Satan. Not true, brothers and sisters. The Bible is very clear. 3:15. It is Jesus Christ, the seed. The seed of the woman is the... He said between you and the seed, between her offspring, the offspring of the woman. Offspring of the woman will strike your head fatally. Brothers and sisters, now this is important. Huh? Earlier I said what? The sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful and desirable, and they took wives for themselves, whomever they choose. They don't care. This is a rape, you know. That is why, brothers and sisters, all of us, including us, remember they also did that in Sodom and Gomorrah. They took men, you know. They took men. That's why this is all real. That is why God is very clear about sexual immorality. Sexual immorality is a big no-no for God, because there will be spirit transference, there can be seed transference. You know? So therefore, we must keep, in Jesus' name, we can be holy. When the thoughts come for sexual immorality, blood of Jesus, 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 it will go away, and we have some reverent fear of God. We want Jesus. We want to present our souls as a chaste virgin bride to Christ. Remember that, and He'll never leave you or forsake you. You're not alone. You're not alone. Oh, there can be Nephilim, as in the days of Noah it comes. But Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you. You're not going to be afraid of this. You're going to read the scripture as it is and thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You have chosen me to understand these mysteries. You have chosen me to understand that they were giants actually. And you have chosen me to understand that this happened. The fallen angels actually went into the daughters of men because they considered them that desirable and beautiful. Oh, I have a covering of Jesus Christ. You, sister, imagine the covering of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is in you. They cannot take you. These fallen angels cannot take you. These demons cannot take you. Because you have the power of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is in you. You will cast out. But casting out first comes with humbleness. Humble grace comes. First be humble, sister. Brother, same thing. Be humble. Humble to the word of God. Not humble to theology studies. Not humble to double degrees. Not humble to what the world taught us. Humble to what God says. Because our mind can be humble to what's been taught for 30 years. Let's say you went to study a double PhD. Finally, your mind was all believing what these people said. But the word of God, finally, our heart and mind rejects. Don't allow that. In Jesus' name, make sure. I command my heart and mind to believe the word of God and obey the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray Jesus will never leave us or forsake us. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Come, Jesus, come. Amen.